3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it's true. It is 1930 UTC, and they do not call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly, because my name is Tobe, and you're listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, what to do? I have no idea. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to come up with something to talk about for a half an hour every single day that you think somebody else might be interested in? It's nigh impossible, and that's why I'm always talking about things that you do not care about. Because if you had to fill 30 minutes a day, you would do the same thing. I don't know how long I can keep it up. Maybe I'll just have to only do a show once a week or something. I don't know. So as usual, I am walking through the forest somewhere. For some reason, unbeknownst even to myself. But I gotta do it just because, well, this is going to be one of the last warm days, probably. We had a little heat resurgence around here. I'm walking around in the forest and it's 72 degrees. What's the date today? Like, I don't know, it's the end of October. It's October, what, 25th or something? I don't know. I'm looking for dudes. I thought I saw something moving over there. Maybe it was just a rabbit. I don't know. What's going on over there? Don't know. See, that's the thing. There's all these leaves on the ground. And so you can hear dudes running around on the forest floor. And speaking of dudes, I can see a mati. He's far away, though. He's a good 60 yards out there. Ugh. And I can see his big butt. He's so chubby. And he's looking at me. Uh-oh. I hear something else running around right up here. What was that? Is that a bird? I thought for sure that was a dude. Wait. Who's in here? Some kind of... Is there a dude in here? Or are these just birds? Yeah, see, this drives me crazy. You keep hearing stuff. It's not a dude. It's just some bird making noise in the leaves. Birds. Alright. So. As usual, I've got nothing to talk about. I'm still getting over Manchester United's loss to Chelsea on Sunday. But that's funny to me. Although I wanted Manchester United to win, I don't feel bad that they didn't, because as you'll remember, Jose Mourinho is now the manager of Manchester United. Jose Mourinho used to be, last year, the manager of Chelsea. So, this game, having his old club play his current club and losing, seems to be indicative of the Mourinho system not working. If Chelsea got rid of him, because they were not doing good. Manchester United hired him. And now they just got tromped by Chelsea. So, what does that tell you about Mourinho's style? It means that maybe it's not very good. Maybe the guy has lost his touch. I don't think so. I think it's a matter of very, very slight differences, and that his techniques do not work in England anymore. You know, they used to. 10 years ago, Jose Mourinho has been the manager of Chelsea before, and they won the premiership with him. But now, I think everybody's figured out Mourinho's tactics, and so he's not as effective as he once was in the Premier League. Yeah, there's a little fishy. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Why is the wind blowing on me? I kind of like it. It's sort of warm. But you know, the thing about football is, it's a game of millimeters, in the sense that, you know, why do these teams even have managers? I mean, these teams consist of professional football players who have been playing the game for many years, who understand it at a level that, you know, most people aren't ever going to be able to conceive. So what exactly is this manager slash coach for? What is a football manager going to tell a professional player that he doesn't already know? And the truth of the matter is, a manager's job is really more of trying to develop tactics more than strategy. Tactics that will, you know, bring about strategic things happening. These birds hopping around on these leaves are making me crazy. Crazy, crazy. So I don't know. Well, I think the Premier League has outrun Jose Mourinho right now. So I guess we'll see what happens. Birds in the underbrush. Birds there and everywhere. Freaking me out a little bit. Okay, so now it's time for the entertainment report. Last night I watched a movie. Ow. Oh. I am in some significant pain today, but it'll go away. If I keep telling myself it'll go away, it will go away. I think I see a sleeping wood duck out on a log. That's nice. Yes, now it's time for the entertainment report. Last night, I watched a movie. And so I guess we're going to have a movie review. What was that? Last night, I watched the film Lady Snowblood. And Lady Snowblood is a 1973 Japanese action horror flick. And the only reason I put the horror tag on it is because it's a hyper-violent film. Sort of, you know, obviously something that Quentin Tarantino would really like. He probably has seen it. He probably loves this film. And I kind of liked it. I kind of liked it for the story and everything. But I refer to these types of films as slash gore films, because they're all about the blood that you get to see when somebody gets stabbed, right? And so normally this doesn't interest me. I mean, I've seen plenty of blood before. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't put me into a mood of horror. You know, it's just blood. But there are lots of movies out there, slasher type flicks. But this isn't your typical American slasher flick where there's a masked bad guy or ghost or something, right? No. This is a woman, Lady Snowblood, who has got her little umbrella sword. She goes around seeking revenge. Okay, sort of your typical Japanese stuff. But the cheesy thing about it is that, well, is the blood itself. This is a movie that's about spraying blood. And there is a lot of it. Here's some little coprinus mushrooms. But the thing that's so stupid about the movie is, apparently, the people who made the movie have never actually seen real blood. And so what do they use for blood in this movie? As best as I could tell, it was tempera paint. And it was tempera paint. Oh, there's a ducky quacking. It was a tempera paint under pressure. So whenever anybody got stabbed or slashed, blood came squirting out in a fine aerosol mist. Under pressure. Totally fake. And the blood is all, you know, bright red as a crayon in a child's crayon box. Didn't look anything like blood. And it was ridiculous watching this blood spray, but that's what the special effects of this movie was. Just blood being squirted out of a hose. It was pretty terrible. But in a way, it was kind of funny in that it was very overwrought. It was very, very hyperdrama, Japanese style. I keep hearing things and I'm looking for dudes. I'm hearing something over here. We need to go over here. But like I say, even though I found it to be a little simple and a little overwrought, and I don't know who these films are for. I mean, who's gonna say, "Oh, I'm so scared because that paint looks like blood"? How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Not really. It's been a slow day. And that's the lady I keep running into here in the last couple of weeks. But anyway, if you're the type of person who likes overwrought Japanese action dramas, and I kind of do, but usually the ones I like are, you know, like police type movies or gangster type movies. This is not that way. This is, early Meiji era stuff. And it's okay. It's exciting and fun to watch. And it's a little corny, but, you know, that's kind of what makes it all right. I'm gonna walk into the blind here. See if we got anything right out here. Nobody in the Delta. Nobody on the log. Stick my head out of here. And I don't see anybody. No big bluey. No dudes. Maybe we should go back to where that fat marmot was. I think that's the chicken marmot. I think he will run away. Ow, that was my wrist going crack. I keep hearing birds. So yeah, revenge tales. If you like them. And if you like women who have swords in the handles of their umbrellas, then Lady Snowblood is for you. And immediately after I watched this film, I watched its sequel, Lady Snowblood 2. Because I rule. Second one was about the same. It was all right. So there's part of me that says, these are trash movies, do not watch them. But there is that other part of me that you know oh so well, that loves trash movies. And whereas I'm not normally into horror slasher gore, this to me is more of a Japanese demon movie. Hey, here's a white or yellow butterfly. Hi, yellow butterfly. Haven't seen you here. And it's pretty good. So, if you're a TV streamer or whatever, look for Lady Snowblood. You might be able to find that streaming on TCM or Hulu or any of your other sources for doing that kind of stuff. Me, myself, I know nothing about streaming television, but I feel like I need to learn, and I fully intend to start learning how to do this soon, because my cable bill is actually pretty expensive, as is my phone bill, and they're tied together because it's Cox Cable, and for some reason you have to bundle all that crap together. Your cable TV, your phone, and your internet. And so, when one of them goes out, they all go out. That's just smart thinking. And by the way, obviously it wasn't my choice. So if I can find some cheaper way to do telephone stuff, if I can find some cheaper way to get my games and my other TV, which is very little of anything else, maybe I can save some money. And if I can save some money, that means I can eat more tacos. And I'm thinking about, that was my wrist again, thinking about eating tacos today. Haven't had any decent protein in a while. I've eaten a lot of processed food as an excuse for protein. And it doesn't do me any good, but my guts have been bad recently, so I had to eat something crappy. Where's my mati? I'm walking to the edge of the Mulhalls field. Is there mati on the other side of that ridge? Where's my mati at? Looking for matis in all the mati places. Oh no, I see him. He's way out there. He's got his back towards me. He's got his butt sticking up in the air. I see your fat butt, mati. Oh, he's so nice. He's just rooting around on the ground eating some plants, I think. He's having a yummy mati salad. Hi, mati. Oh. Matis are good. They're so fun. And that really spooked me that time. All these birds are freaking me right the hell out. Oh yes, yeah. So Lady Snowblood. Check it out, it's kind of okay. It's kind of nice to look at. It's pretty much eye candy. You know, if there's one Japanese film trope that I love, it's the woman walking with an umbrella in the snow at night. That's in everything. There's a big fat marmot right out there on that ridge just eating. He's a little bit out of view. He's sort of that way. Head up there about 10 steps, you'll see him. That's the guy with the camera with a very long lens that will get a decent picture of that marmot 80 yards away. I like mates. And I make other people take pictures of them too, so other people will like mates. Because they like fuzzy dudes. Fuzzy dudes are good. Mates are good. Oh my god, I hope I don't keel over and die right now. Actually, I do. What am I talking about? That would solve a lot of problems. Ugh. I'm just powering through today. But I might need to eat some tacos. I don't think I have any money. Yeah, I have a little bit of money. Can I get two tacos or just one? And if I can afford two tacos, maybe I should get a burrito. I don't know. Thing is, God, I don't think I can eat rice again today. Oh boy. I don't know. Am I going to eat rice today, or am I going to go to Abelardo's and get me some tacos, or perhaps a burrito? I can't go to Taqueria Chango today because they are not open. And there's my wrist again. Damn. What the hell is wrong with my wrist today? It was messed up yesterday, too. Oh, what else am I gonna do today? I don't think I can do much of anything. I'm gonna be... No, I gotta be productive. I gotta do something. Gotta do this show, even though nobody's listening to it. I don't have anything to say. I have no opinions that anybody wants to hear. I don't have any opinions that I even want to hear. Oh, ow, ow, ow. I'm gonna walk down this little driveway here and look out over the Mohall's property. See if I can see that mot. Oh, wow, now I'm in the direct sun and it is kind of stingy. Ouch. Ooh, there's some fresh footprints in these puddles. There's been some dudes walking around here. And I can tell you who it is. It's probably this dude up here. Where'd that matey go? Oh. I can't see him. But you know what? I think he's right over that little bump. All right. Well, it was fun coming outside. Wait, is that him standing up? There, look at that big boy. Is that different guy? Yeah, that's a mati over there. I see he's my mati. He's so chubby. He looks like a monster. Oh, look at him. Blah, 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 blah. He can't even run very fast because he's so chubby now. I see you, Mati. Hi. He's looking at me. He's 100 yards away or more. Oh, I need to go home. Don't I have some racing highlights to watch or something? I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's get back in the car here. Okay. Let's go home. I'm bored. I don't think I can do any more of this. Or should we look for mantis? I don't feel like looking for mantises. Let's just get out of here. In 3, 2, 1. Zero wing. Monster zero. I'm back in my house. And I'm just sitting here. Thinking about, do I want to eat some food? Do I want to work on something? What am I even doing today? I have an idea for a game, but why am I distracting myself with new ideas for games when I Haven't even worked on any of the games that I said I was going to work on. I don't know. Besides, this other game is just junk. Just an exercise to keep my brain moving, really. So, I don't really need to do it. It was actually warm enough outside that I am now kind of hot, so I'm drinking iced tea. And I'm spilling it. That's no good. Oh well. One or two little drops on my shirt won't damage anything. Okay. It is a strangely warm day here. Today it's over 70 degrees. Maybe 72, maybe even 74. I'm afraid to open my doors and windows because it might be warmer outside than it is inside. And I don't want my air conditioning to come on. You know, or my heat for that matter, although it's not set to go on. Yeah, I'm trying to get through the entire month of October before I have to fire up the furnace, before I have to have heat. And doing pretty good, considering, there's only about a week left in the month of October. That's great. And then I will see how far into November I can go without turning the heat on. That will be great. If I could make it to Thanksgiving, that would be awesome. Because heat costs money. And I don't like heat anyway. Well, I like it when it's very, very cold. But being as it's not very, very cold yet, I don't need to have it. Ow. Oh, I'm not doing super great today, but it could be worse. I just don't want to sit around and do nothing today. Starting to get a little bit stir crazy, and it's a little early in the year. But I'm also already starting to get mad because I'm already seeing Christmas commercials. I've already heard Christmas music. And oh my God, I do not know who to punch first. I don't know. What's under here? Oh, it's another one of these dudes. Okay, so anyway. What do I need to do? I don't know. What am I doing today? I don't know. What are you doing today? I don't know, but coming up next, right after this, we may or may not hear the Zeptar show. This is the last time I'm going to announce it, because the last few times I've announced it, we haven't had a Zeptar show. And so I sound pretty stupid when I say, coming up next, we'll have the Zeptar show, and then we don't have one. So, I'm not even going to announce it, I guess. And so, instead, I will say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single freaking day, regardless of holidays, weather, anything. It's always on at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this damn committee, and I am calling this meeting to a close. We are adjourned. So I guess I will see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.